ready? Okay. I just want to start off in a couple of letters from Australia. And this was from a mom and a daughter. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I love that. My mom and I just wanted to message you to let you know we are listening in Australia. We thank you so very much for your talks as they are relevant, helpful, encouraging, funny, bring peace and help us in times we are a bit despondent at how many or how much the false gospel is being spread, not the true word of God. That's so true. And the other one from Australia was from a married couple. We want to let you know how special your ministry is. Each week we look forward to your preaching. In these times, boy, do we need it. I'm not going to read that whole thing too, but they're changing their the Prime Minister wants to change their constitution, and it's causing much division and racism. And she said Australians are usually quite chilled about elections, but this has become a hot issue. Chaos is the currency of the devil, so we don't buy into it. Amen. And that is their game. But I just want to encourage all of you. Some people said, where did the thumbs up go? Our thumbs up disappeared. Ah, they're playing games again. So if you can, thumbs up. It really helps get the messages out. And I'm not going to go through part A and B, but we'll put it in the description, the message from last week, talking about the agendas. And I don't want to go through all that again, but I do want to do the next part of this. Hopefully this is the last one. This one I'll call, maybe, we'll call it the Leaven of Herod. Now in Mark 8, verse 15, we need to know this because there's so much deception coming in the name of Christianity, but also we're not going to stick on that. We're going to go into what's going on in your city, in your country, in your nation, and the plan that's being implemented, which they're saying they're not implementing. I've got quotes from them, especially towards the end, of how they are, well, we called it the green mask. They're masking things to get their agendas across. But Jesus warned us in Mark 8:15, talking to his disciples. He was talking about bread, and he charged them saying, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. And a lot of people talk about that, the leaven of the Pharisees, the hypocrisy. They were saying one thing, doing another. They were evil. Leaven is a symbol of evil. It causes things to rise, bread to rise. I'd say it causes us to be puffed up, arrogant, full of pride, right? The leaven of the Pharisees, but also the leaven of Herod. And the leaven of Herod is what we are experiencing today in a political arena. This has to do with governing situations. And Herod was obeying the law of Rome. Okay, so let me just give you some of my notes here. So we're dealing with the leaven of Herod. In John 18:36, Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. So we're not going to get a hero in this world. And don't want to get into it yet. So much to say. So Herod represents the political system. Leaven is a symbol of corruption, and it's also a sign of leading people astray. So the leaven of the Pharisees was a corrupt religious system, and the leaven of Herod is a corrupt political system. The mixture of politics with Christianity is heavy right now. It's been going, and it's heavy. Mixing politics with Christianity, putting man's laws above God's laws, and it seems like it's a revival of Christianity, but if you look deep, it's really New Age. All the New Age stuff is coming in under the name of Christianity, but it's not. It's not real. Then they have all these different religious leaders coming together, and it's the far right. So you got to beware of the far right and the far left. And the book I shared with you last week, which I'm not going to go through again, but she was not a Christian. And she was a Democrat against what they were doing. So both parties are not for what this is, you know, if you really know what's going on. This This isn't about a party. This is about a plan and agenda. Mixing of politics with Christianity, putting man's law above God's laws. The leaven causes dough to be full of hot air. And the leaven also changes the bread to shape different things. So the leaven of Herod is something that we need to be aware of, because we are experiencing it. It's always been there. It's always been there. It's not new. So just for you, John, we're doing part C. So this is about the last message we did. We're going to go into the tail of this one now, about the agenda for the 21st century. And why do we have to learn this? Because we're experiencing it. And I studied this a while ago, like years ago, and I put the book down, and I thought, that's just, oh, it's so depressing, it's so negative. But now we're seeing it all around us. We're seeing nations, we're seeing so many different things that are changing. And if you don't understand what the plan is, you don't understand what's happening. And so this is an awareness. And so many times now, because I know some of these designer buzzwords, when they say it on the news, you just go, this is what this is. This is what this is. Because one of their quotes in one of their sayings, let me say this kind of, I wasn't going to say this right now, but I think it's good because, see if I can, I've got so many notes here, but basically they say, and I'll read it when I get to it, I guess, but they can't call it what it really is, because then it would cause people to understand what's really going on in a global totalitarianism, and they don't want anyone to know. So they're going to deny things, and they're going to call you a theorist, a blank theorist, and tinfoil hat, and all this. Why? Because this way it's covered, and they can keep going forward with their plan. So let me get through some of this quickly, and it is kind of hard to take, but we need to take it in, because this is the leaven of Herod. It continues today with us, and it's going to be a huge year next year, whatever happens. But sustainable. Everything is sustainable. Have you been hearing that word? And the part that concerns me and the part I'm going to kind of zero in is about their plans to control all land use for communitarianism. Yep. Now, what does that mean? See, their words say things to us, but to them that are in the know, it has a whole different meaning. So they put a mask to manipulate under the name of smart growth in your town, your city, your state, and your nations. Why? Why is it smart? Why are they doing this? Well, they need new infrastructure. You've heard that on the news? Infrastructure. To remake cities by eminent domain for sustainable development. We have a new vocabulary that is a different meaning for those in the know. And it's definitions that will keep you from being alarmed. Livable, walkable, bikeable, progressive, diversity, carbon footprint, smart, green, and sustainable. That's just a few. And what does this do? It manipulates you to join these projects and think this is fantastic, and everybody else is in on it too. But really what it is, it's a designer buzzword to keep these agendas going. And the problem is we have no input. It's made to seem like we have all these choices. But if you go to these meetings, the city meetings, planning, you'll find out you maybe have how many seconds to say something, and it doesn't seem to matter. Yeah. They get the grants. They get to do whatever they want to in these cities. Yeah. This is not a left-right issue. And this is the thing. They want to divide us in every way that they can. Yeah. And people of both parties don't like this. They don't want this. But they don't want us to come together. So they want to keep us divided, mm-hmm. keep us sedated, keep us confused, keep us terrorized, right? Yeah. As they implement these things in our towns and cities. Nobody wants increased surveillance, corporate takeovers of our political and legal systems. Call it smart growth, sustainable development, capacity building, green building, wildlands. Now the wildlands, this is of interest because they show how much wildlands they want to make of the world that's already settled. There are people there. So how are they going to get people off of their land? This is the Wildlands Project, and I'm going to quote to you at the end some of the things that these people have said. You won't believe it, what their plans are. Homelands, outcome-based education. So I want to just stress, it's this leaven of Herod is not Democrat or Republican, is bipartisan, and they're pushing things. No matter who gets in, they sign certain things into law. They keep updating the Patriot Act. They keep updating different things. So it's communitarianism. It's the new law of the land. Communitarianism. If it's good for the community, for the greater good, the end justifies the means, all these things. Now here's the mask, green mask story, okay, in a nutshell. It might change a little bit, but this is what you will be hearing, what you have heard, and will continue to hear. And your kids in school are going to hear this. Okay, so the mask story is, we discovered recently that the planet is heating up fast. The ice caps are melting. Sea levels are rising. Biodiversity is threatened. There are too many people. Carbon dioxide is a greenhouse gas contributing to the rise in temperature. Our use of oil and natural gas combined with development in the world's rural areas is intensifying global warming climate change. We have to change fast. Time is running out. Celebrities, officials, and all sane people agree that the planet is in danger, and you're the cause. Okay? I have to say it again. Celebrities, yeah, they use those for their social pieces. Officials, all the politicians, and all sane people agree that the planet is in danger and we are the cause. So what does this do? It puts panic in people and urgency, and that is the tactic. And shame is their card because it's your fault. You flushed your toilet too many times. I'm just trying to lighten it up a little bit. They are coming after ceiling fans. You know that right now. So you're being told that living in the rural areas are bad for the planet. You drive too much. You use too much energy and water. You are destroying the planet, you selfish citizen. Here again, shame and fear. Now your city, every city has a general plan, has been changed to conform to these new agendas. If you're going to move someplace, go to your city and find out what the plans for the future are, not what it looks like right now, what their future plans are. Because one of the things they say about these agendas is they change. They change often. The carrot for you, now this is your reward, you will be saving the planet from disaster if you follow the new rules. I think God knew when he made the earth. You know, we don't have water running out. There's so many different resources, especially Minnesota. We have 10,000 lakes, right? Plus, yeah. So what's this really all about? This is about control for the greater good. The end justifies the means. Whatever it takes to get there is okay and can change at any time. Our anchor has to be in the Lord. Yes. Our anchor, because deception is around, the leaven of Herod is really strong, and Christians are being sucked into this deception because their heroes are having rallies, and they're talking about so many different things. And I've studied a lot of these people years ago, and they're all basically New Age, coming from Gnosticism or different things like that. These are not people we should be following. We have to follow the Lord. We are not of this world. Do what we can. Sometimes this party might have a good thing, and that one, instead of just attacking and fighting each other, they want this race to fight against this race. They just want chaos, because out of chaos comes their new order. Yep. So some of the things that are happening are division, attack those speaking the truth. This book that I shared last week, She Died Suddenly. They labeled her every name. They smeared her campaign. They smeared her reputation, and because she was smart. She was going to the root. She was trying to find out, if you get that book, The Green Mask, about the agenda, what I did last, we'll have it down below. But it's hard to find that book now. But she went and she was attacked. And she was really under a lot because she was going for answers and she wanted to know what was going on. Attack those speaking the truth. Now we have corruption in our parties, but we just go, oh, that's okay. It's okay. They're just a womanizer, or they're just, having a bad day. People are justifying the leaven of Herod. They're justifying these political systems instead of calling them out. So now you're supposed to ride bikes where I used to live. They've changed it all now, and they've shortened roads are being narrowed and added on all these paths. And if you're on their bike path, boy, they let you know it. Get off. It's like terrorism 101. Here we go. So you're supposed to ride bikes and live in smart growth, tiny apartments. Why is all this? Because those in power want to stay in power. And they want little villages. And they want to be able to control those little villages. And they want to be able to turn their power on and off when they want. So George Orwell, in his book, 1984, said constant war is necessary to absorb the products of everyone's labor so that shortages and a culture of scarcity can be maintained. Let me say that again. George Orwell, in his book, 1984, said constant war is necessary. They make a lot of money in war. To absorb the products of everyone's labor so that shortages and a culture of scarcity can be maintained. Shortage of avocados. You saw that commercial? Everyone drops their avocados. A shortage, whatever they say is a shortage. And we just run and go get it. This is part of this whole agenda. This is a nonpartisan movement. Whether you drink tea or coffee, don't drink the Kool-Aid. There's big money in green. The shame card will constantly be used. You've washed too many clothes. I heard in the UK that they're telling people to shut their heat off at night. That they're not. This is just the beginning of the things they want to do. Keeping us quiet, sedated, compliant and passive, exhausted, distracted and ignorant, confused and frightened is all about this new order they want. Why is it so bad? The Bible tells us the merchants of the earth, right? They come against the Lord and his anointed. So this is actually evil. The battle between good and evil. And this has been going on. This is not new. We're just hearing about it now because it's affecting people's cities. It's affecting people's towns. So much more into this, but I just kind of want to hit the highlights because it's not my favorite subject. But the merchants of the earth tell us it's a conspiracy. It's not. It's a fact. These are facts. And we have to refuse to be terrorized. Amen. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear. And if we operate in fear, they control us. And you become paralyzed. Mm-hmm. And it is fearful what they're doing. Because they've got a lot more technology and weapons than we have any idea. Mm-hmm. But our trust is in the Lord, right? We keep our eyes on him. And there's just another a quick, easy lesson. Awareness of these agendas and sustainable development is racing across the nation right now. People are waking up to things. After community are learning that their city planners, what they're really up to. What is, in a nutshell, sustainable development? They make it so hard. Even studying this, it's just like, oh, I had to read through all these books. And I try to condense it, and then I go back and I condense it again so it's easy for people to understand. Otherwise, nobody understands what's going on. You just get these buzzwords that sound so fantastic. Go green! According to its authors, the objective of sustainable development is to integrate economic, social, and environmental policies in order to achieve reduced consumption, social equity, and the preservation and restoration of biodiversity, whatever in the heck that is. Sustainabilists insist that every societal decision be based on environmental impact, focusing on three components: global land use, global education, listen to this one, global population control and reduction. That sounds inviting. Social equity. Social justice is described as the right and opportunity of all people to benefit equally from the resources afforded us by society and the environment. Redistribution of wealth. Now listen to this one. We're not all there yet, but this is happening. And this is happening in different places. Private property is a social injustice, according to their agendas, since not everyone can build wealth from it. National sovereignty is a social injustice. On and on it goes. So what are these things you got to look out for? Someone just emailed me something today, and I was like, it's all, Minnesota's passing all this stuff. Local sustainable development policies, smart growth, wildlands project. Wildland projects, they do not want people to live there. They want to turn everything back over to nature. And there's a wildlands project map you might be interested in. Resilient cities. I'm just going to read. Green jobs, green building codes, going green, alternative energy, sustainable farming, growth management, and the big word is consensus. Who is behind this? Now, there's so many, I'm not going to, you can't even get, but one I thought was interesting, the National Governors Association. National Governors Association. We're talking about the leaven of Herod. National League of Cities. National Associations of County Administrators. Many more private organizations and official agencies. Foundation and government grants drive the process. Here's some quotes from the planners. This one's from 1993, from the Earth Summit, Strategy to Save Our Planet. This agenda, I'm not going to say it this time, but proposes an array of actions which are intended to be implemented by every person on Earth. It calls for specific changes in the activities of all people. Effective execution of this agenda will require a profound reorientation. What does that mean? Of all humans. It will require a profound reorientation of all humans, unlike anything the world has ever experienced. This was at the Earth Summit, Strategy to Save Our Planet. There is a sustainable development program of action for local. This is implemented locally. This isn't just out there somewhere. This is happening everywhere. Just a couple more things about this wildlands. The Wildlands Project, what's in their goals? Halt dam construction. Tear down existing dams. Free shackled rivers and return to wilderness. Listen to this. Return to wilderness millions of tens of millions of acres or presently settled land. This from Dave Foreman on the Earth First. I remember in Romans 1, it talks about they're going to be worshipers of the earth, of the world. This is so scriptural of what's happening. Let me read that again. To halt dammed construction, tear down existing dams, free shackled rivers. What does that mean? Return to wilderness millions of tens of millions of acres or presently settled land. So what is not sustainable? I thought this was interesting. What don't they like? What they want to get rid of? What's going to change our lives? The grazing of livestock. Have we heard that? Their little fluffies cause trouble.
Yeah.
Gotta lighten up, right? The plowing of soil, building fences, single-family homes, dams and reservoirs. I'm just reading a few. The UN Biodiversity Assessment Report is where this came from. And this is the part I was sharing with you in the beginning. Hide these agendas and their roots from the people. Participating in a UN-advocated planning process would very likely bring out many of the conspiracies. Fixated groups and individuals in our society who fear a one-world government and an invasion of the UN. On and on it goes. So we call our process something else. This is by J. Gary Lawrence, who was an advisor to President Clinton's Council on Sustainable Development. This is old, but this is still going on. Doesn't matter who's in.
That's right.
It keeps continuing. It's what we have to see as Christians to not be deceived. So what they call this process something else, such as comprehensive planning, growth management, or smart growth. You know what it really is? It's deception. Because they're doing something under the cover of something else so that people will go along with it. And if they won't sell, if they won't, something strange happen. They get floods, they get fires, they get what? And then some of that land is never used again because it'll go into the wildlife protection plan or whatever this is. Or they will build and go study yourself on smart cities. Because 14 cities have been named as going in from the G20 summit they had. I only can remember a couple off my head. Portland, Miami. Do you remember?
Philadelphia.
Chicago. There's 14 of them. Go look it up. I was going to have it, but I didn't have it in front of me. But these places that are being destroyed right now. And do you remember back when I was talking about Dr. Richard Day? He said to get their plans along, they will use violence. Mm-hmm. So they want to get down to get rid of some of these cities so they can rebuild them. Just think about the times we're in. The Bible says lawlessness. Mm-hmm. We're coming into lawlessness. We are here in some of these cities. I think they just passed a law in California that you can loot, $1,000 without even being reported. Just let them loot. There's an agenda behind this. I mean, these are plans. This is not natural stuff happening with anything that's going on. It's planned, a lot of planned things. And then in closing, I want to give you the scripture again. Revelations 11. Remember, vengeance is the Lord's. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath has come. And the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto my servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. Are people destroying the earth? Oh, yeah. Just look up geoengineering, different harp farms, different things like that. This has been going on. And this is just the little that we know. There's a whole lot going on because the enemy comes to steal, he comes to kill, he comes to destroy. He wants to totally bring people's souls. He knows his time is short, so he wants to And you know, and the Bible says that the deception is going to run, God's going to shorten it for his elect's sake. Yeah. Right? So we have to keep our eyes on the Lord and don't fall into all these things that they're trying to get you to sedate yourself. Times are tough and people are going nuts. I mean, you heard about that guy that went to go get his prescription and he was in the wrong pharmacy and he got so mad he blew up aisle 9. He set it on fire. And he was so angry. And this is what's happening to people. They're just losing their patience. They drive crazy. And we're in the end times. So what do? We keep our eyes on the Lord. We keep running our race. You enjoy every day. Love your kids. Love your family. If you have aught against any, try to make it right. Live at peace and enjoy your life, because this has been going on since the beginning of time, good and evil, right? So you have to pick a side. Carrie's favorite, pick a side. So Father, we thank you. These are days that things are being revealed. Hidden things are coming out into the open. Hidden things are being exposed, as you said they would in the end times. And we just pray for all the people in Florida, the people in Hawaii, and the more things that are happening on our earth that we didn't think we'd live to see. But they're they want to reshape our world. They want to reshape our cities. They want to reshape our land. And this is definitely a time that I pray that people would come back to you, those that are backslidden would come to you, Lord, and the rest of us would just keep our eyes on you, because we really don't know what's happening from day to day. We trust you, and that's our faith is in you. It's not in some politician. It's not in some religious leader or religious con. Our faith is in you. You're the one that started this. You are our author. You're the finisher of our faith. You started us, and you're going to finish us. You know the number of our days, so stressing about it isn't going to help. So in all those things, Father, we give you praise in Jesus' name. Everyone said?
Amen.
Oh, I did want one other thing. It was a letter. It was a letter that I wanted to close with, short. This is from Canada. And she always says, love from China. I'm just going to read a section of this. I heard one of our government persons who shouldn't be in power say that we here in China do not have a right to ownership of property. And later this same person said we don't have a right to safe water either. Even if we do own property, we have never had mineral or water rights. The fires here are taking out magnificent homes next to lakes and rivers. The best lands. The smoke is killing us, as is the food, but I've known this for ages as well. Keep up the good work. So we're seeing with people that are on the ground the very things that I just talked about, and that's why I wanted to end with this letter. So thank you. Thank you very much.
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Her backup channel, Roberta Morrison 2, and on the Living in His Presence Church website, where you can access the messages on the top center of the main webpage. There are free audio downloads of the messages. We are viewer supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching, and see you next time.